An amendment at southeast corner of John Angus Drive in Cypress Ridge under file ZAA 4-2013 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 5 is a variance at southeast corner of John Angus Drive in Cypress Ridge under file DAV 110517 of 2013D. Councillor Vandal.
These are the applicants. Would the applicants come forward? I have Michael Carruthers and Mark Kipping. Kipness.
Noel Corrigan.
Mark Kipness, Michael Carruthers. I don't see Michael. Oh, there he is. Okay. Are you the applicant?
I'm the applicant, yes.
You are the applicant?
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Name and address for the record?
It's Karma Developments and 200, do you want the address, did you say? 260 Shore Street. Oh, the address of the property?
No, your address.
Yeah, Karma Developments, 260 Shore Street.
Yes.
Okay. I think you have the plans in front of you, and being a zoning amendment agreement, and reading the report from the city planning, the only we're okay with the height restrictions, even though the property is zoned RM medium, which would be 60 feet, I believe. We are not building that. Units are back onto the city park, have a 15-foot midpoint, and the townhouses that fronting onto John Angus have a 34-foot midpoint, which, from speaking with Robert, met his height restrictions. We would still like to have a 20-foot offset, not a 25-foot offset, just our reasoning being for the flow of the whole project to give space. If you can see where we've dedicated 15 feet for a path for people to access the city park. Well, there we have 33 feet to the homes. And plus, in our backyards, if we had a normal 25-foot offset, we could have an 8-foot deck into that offset, but our decks are all inset into the houses, so the decks come completely flush with the homes. We're putting a 6-foot fence on the back. We plan to put a lot of landscaping on the back so that there will be, eventually trees and shrubs and everything. And from what I've been led to believe, that a reason for a rear offset, mind you, this is a side yard offset for zoning, a rear offset, the reason being you're backing on, neighbor to neighbor. Well, we don't have any neighbors here at all. It's only affecting our customers, and everybody who's buying one of these units is going to know exactly what's behind them. I mean, in all our marketing, it's showing the parks. It's, to us, it's an advantage. So we have 16 homes completely, and actually the four-unit bungalow at the end has 33 feet to the fence. So we have 12 homes only. They're all fourplex bungalow units, 12 homes that will have a 20-foot yard with a 6-foot fence in the back. Everything else, we won't have any problems with at all.
Okay.
But the 20 feet, again, for flow, you can see what happens when we had to give up more feet here. It just squishes everything where the townhouses backing onto each other. So we're just trying to make it flow properly.
Got it. Any questions? Councillor Mays?
Justin can go ahead if you want.
No, that was my word. You go ahead.
Okay. Just there's a discussion in the report about potential school site.
The school has now taken, they've announced it. It's going on a different site in the same, in the South Point development.
Are the school to go there? It mentions that it's earmarked essentially for that site, and if the school division doesn't pursue it, it doesn't pursue it. The underlying zoning carries. So the underlying zoning was still RMFM, and the clause that's being amended reflected the instance where or if the school doesn't locate there. That's why there was a 50-foot setback put in off the park, which is just to the east. It's a soccer field is what it's going to be developed as.
Okay.
Okay, but it's just the tent seems, I mean, if it's not, if it, it's not a potential school site anymore, then...
It was an option. It was an option for a school site. It's got nothing to do with schools or anything. It's gone. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there's...
As the ward counselor, I'm quite familiar with what it means.
Oh, we've spent a fair bit of time on schools and everything else. Okay, that was my only question.
Councilor Swindell?
I want to just understand a little more the difference between the 20 and the 25-foot setback. When you say it just helps with flow, can you tell me again where it helps with flow?
Well, I mean, the people that are living there. You know, you've got 20-foot roads, you've got 20-foot roads. So if you look at the townhouses, you see how the ones down where we have the path, can you see that?
Yeah.
And so you see the bungalows, then you see the road bumping out, and then you see the townhouses. The, you know, the space between them gets shrunk. So they, where down where the other ones where I have 20 feet, there's much more room in the corridor of the units backing onto each other.
But 25 feet is our regular setback on any. It doesn't matter.
This is a side yard. This is a side yard, not a rear yard. This is the side yard, which is 8 feet.
Mark?
Thank you.
Michael Carruthers, in support.
Hello, Mike Carruthers with LADCO, the developer of South Point. I'm just here in support of the application. I can answer questions if there are any, if there's on South Point itself, but we fully support Karma Development with their application.
Okay.
The original designers at the development, what are your thoughts on the setback?
The original design of this was for school. However, the underlying zoning of it was for multifamily, and the intent of the 50-foot setback was if it's zoned RMF medium, you can put a fairly intense development on there. You could put a developer could come in with a 60-foot, four-story, five-story apartment. We've selected and worked with Karma on this, knowing that they're putting bungalow condos backing onto the park. I feel that a 20-foot setback is more than adequate for bungalow condominiums. 50-foot setback probably would have been adequate with a six-story building. So I believe with the product that they're putting here, the setback of 20 feet is more than adequate. I've seen many occasions where condos, bungalow condos back onto parks with the 20-foot setback. So. And with regards to the school division has announced last week that they are building a school in South Point. We have worked with them as we talked with you guys a couple weeks ago, I guess a month ago. They're in the process of acquiring the site, and it has been announced, and it will be on the south side of Waverly Street.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're fine, Councilor Mays? Good. Thank you.
Finally, he's figuring that out.
Okay, we have a couple of people in opposition, or one person. Maylene Mendes.
Maylene Mendes, 64 Cypress Ridge. So I'd be one door down from the proposed condominium site. I wasn't aware that these were bungalow condominiums. So I was thinking that these were big high-rises, and my only concern was for privacy of our backyard. So
okay.
It seems...
Are you the first house? Or
no, that's my neighbor. I'm one away. So I hope that there aren't any implications on my backyard.
No, I think you're going to end up with a nice park behind you.
Yeah, thanks.
Property values are going up around here.
And for information, Albina... Whoa. Z and Richard Moon. You're here for information. You're fine. Bungalow. Yes. Okay.
I
Okay, so you're fine. You don't. You can come down and make a presentation, or you can just. You're fine. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mark. Come on down, Mark.
Before you go there, you made comment about the height when you started, that you're okay with 35. You need to be dead sure that you're okay with 35.
Well, according to my architect, these houses are 34 feet to the midpoint, and I'm not an architect, and so I mean, if you want to change it, and that's just make it 30.
I don't want to change it. I just want you to be aware that if it's not within it. On those townhouses, that you would be, you'd have to come back for a zoning agreement amendment.
So, maybe
we
should.
What did you apply for?
I'm sorry?
What did you apply for?
We didn't make any application because we didn't apply for any height restriction because it's zoned RM medium, which is 60 feet, that we're not even.
You know what? I think they'll be okay with 35 feet because I think the architect can adjust if need be rather than going to a zoning agreement amendment. You're doing those ones that are the townhouses out on John Angus.
You mean on Barnes and Lee?
The ones that.
Yes.
Yes. Out, the front on John Angus.
Yes.
Back on whatever they do.
Front, yes.
Front onto John Angus. They're a classic sort of 2.5.
They're three-story, actually. They're walkout main level, second story.
You'll be okay.
So, I mean, if you want to make it 38 feet to be safe, that's what we're going to build. And when we go for plan approval, that's what it will. That, you know, we're building what we're showing you now, what we're talking about. Nothing's going to change.
That's my only thing.
So, I think 35 feet is standard for those.
For RMFS.
But it is.
The architect should be able to work with that.
He said, well, right now he's got 34 feet. He says, no problem. That's what my architect told me. Thank you.
Nothing else to add, Mark?
No, not a thing.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Councillor?
I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary, carried.
This is on the zoning agreement amendment. Let me just get back to the right page here again.
Page 3, receipt of public representations be concluded. All in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forward to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All in favor, contrary, carried. PND because?
Okay, to P and D because there was opposition. Okay, so it's P and D. Okay.
Okay, P and D. So it goes supporting reasons.
Supporting reasons are this is actually an improvement to what could have happened. The concerns that were immediately came out. Hang on. This is on the zoning agreement amendment. No, we got to go backwards here because I want to give the 25 feet because I agree with that. Is it the variance?
You want to give it 20 feet.
Want to give the 20 feet. Is it on the zoning agreement?
It's on the zoning agreement.
It's on the zoning agreement.
Yeah,
okay, so. Yeah, so I need that number adjusted to 20. So it has to go to.
Be concurred in as amended.
Be concurred in as amended. The supporting reasons are that by allowing this development to proceed, the impacts on the community are lessened because it is bungalows where the existing residential is and townhouses where the busy street is. So it actually is an improvement. Even with the 20 feet.
Okay. All in favor? Contrary, carried. And the public hearing
with respect to this matter be concluded.